there's all kinds of words for those. Dog mm-hmm. irons.
Yeah.
The big log that you put in a fireplace, what would you call that?
I have no idea.
Would you call it just a log?
Yes.
Okay. How about the little pieces of wood?
Well, the,
used a star fire with, yeah. What would you call this?
We haven't used our fireplace in so many years. I don't know anymore. I can't think of any kindling, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. That works. And what do you usually burn in a fireplace?
Well, when or what?
What?
Well, we burn wood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a special kind of wood?
Hardwood, better.
But in El Paso, there's might be a special kind of wood that you would burn with. Do you know what that is?
Mesquite.
Mm-hmm. The stuff that's in the chimney that needs to be cleaned out is called... the black stuff.
The thing that all the soot, the chimney sweeps do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the white stuff that's left over after a fire.
Oh, well, that's... the ashes.
Mm-hmm. And place where you would hang your coat?
Coat rack. Coat to hang.
Mm-hmm. Or the little room.
The little room.
The little storage space that you hang it in.
Closet.
Mm-hmm. What about a storage space that's above a house?
Mm-hmm.
And the a place where you would put things that you aren't using?
Well, probably the garage.
Okay. What's that stuff that they need to put on houses in places where it rains a lot, like they put on the outside of the house?
Well, are you speaking of shingles?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's made out of vinyl, too.
Well, I guess, I don't know what else, I guess shingles, siding, probably mm-hmm. siding.
Or is siding the same as shingles, or?
Well, siding is the, you know, are those long pieces of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch re-sided his whole house. And, been telling me about.
He's very proud of that.
Well, he took him, I don't know how many years to do it. But
he did it himself?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know. You buy it at the mm-hmm. at Home Depot and mm-hmm. put it on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you, a lot of these questions have to do with ranches and farms, and if you don't know the answer to these questions, that's fine, but do you happen to know what the main ranch building is called on a ranch?
I don't know. Ranch house is what I would think,
a ranch house?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. If you come in a house, then you open the door and then you come in and then you
go into the...
But what's the opposite of open the door?
I'll open the door, close the door.
Okay. And if this was an area where we were afraid of tornadoes, we'd want to build a...
Storm cellar. Storm cellar.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Are there other words for that?
I imagine there are.
I mean, here we don't have storm cellars, really, but...
But sure would build one if I lived in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine anybody not having one. Kansas, that's where my dad came from. It is a really... When we went back there, it's a different... Well, the little town.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see it blowing all over the place. But then I don't know why I say that. It blows all, you know, used to blow here. Mm-hmm. Doesn't blow as much in El Paso as it used to. Right?
I think Mom said that it was starting to blow more.
Is that
this year, yeah.
Well, maybe this year. But listen, I can remember when we lived on the other side of town. And our house was up there on the hill, you know, and you could just see, you could look out from the kitchen window, and you could just see It seems to me it blew a lot more than.
It could blow more on the other side too.
It could, because of course the wind usually does come from the